whole length of it.
The UN predicts food production must increase by 70% to meet the needs of a wealthier and more urban world population. The World Food Prize Foundation president, Kenneth Quinn, calls it the greatest challenge in history.
There's going to be another 2 billion people on our planet between now and 2050. And how are we going to produce enough food for them to eat?
One solution is through science, such as a new soybean study led by Darren Drury of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. With the help of a computer model, Drury is looking for a super soybean that can be more productive and reflects more light back into space to reduce the effects of global warming while using less water.
As climate change impacts the distribution of precipitation, both the magnitude and when it happens, we're finding that agricultural systems are in some cases becoming more and more stressed.
One plant with all these traits may be hard to find in the natural world, but with data from real soybean plants, a computer can redesign a plant with all the traits through the arrangement of the leaves, their density, and angle to the sun. The next step is to take the computer's model plant and test it in the field by artificially manipulating the plant. University of Illinois professor Stephen Long explains the process. He spoke via Skype.
One of the things the modeling has predicted is that there's too much leaf area. So we're actually removing leaves as the plant's growing to get a lower leaf area. We're also artificially modifying the angle of the leaves as well to reflect what the model predicted.
If the plants in the field behave as the computer model predicted, scientists will look for lines of soybean with specific traits and crossbreed them into the computer's super soybean. Long says the computer modeling can also apply to other major crops, such as wheat and rice, to help with the expected water shortage and global food crisis. The World Food Prize Foundation's Kenneth Quinn says the demand for food and water will impact the world beyond its fields and kitchens.
The potential for conflict and wars is increased significantly. And so national security and global food security are now becoming one and the same.
He says lawmakers, farmers, and scientists need to work together to prepare for the ever-growing thirst and appetite of the future. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.